Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bos, Chief Executive Officer of Bos Group, will be discussing the group's 2018 half-year final results. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bos Group first half-year results 2018, as well as on the outlook for the full year. With me today, Attilio Tissi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Stefano Bianchi, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on Bos internet website. Bos Group first half-year financial statements show an increase in sales and a decrease in EBIT versus previous year. Net result is down mainly due to lower operating result and lower result from associates. At current exchange rate and business environment, we expect to improve our full year 2018 sales by 5-7% increase compared to 2017, which is at the higher end of the guidance issued at the end of February 2018. The guidance for the full year operating result, which was slightly higher than previous year, has to be reduced due to several reasons, which we will detail in the course of this call. The group expects to achieve an operating result higher than 90 million Swiss francs for the full year 2018. Our telephone conference is structured in three sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating results for the first half 2018. Second, some additional macro analysis by business unit and by region. And finally, the outlook for the full year 2018. The group sales and operating results. The group turnover for the first 6 months of 2018 amounted to 762.5 million Swiss francs, representing an increase of 119.3 million Swiss francs, or 18.6%, compared with the same period in 2017. This positive evolution was mainly due to high backlog at the beginning of the year and an overall good level of activity in all three business units. The split is as follows. Volume and price variance had a positive impact of 93.2 million Swiss francs. An improvement of 0.2 million Swiss francs came from the creation of two new entities in Vietnam and Netherlands. The positive impact of exchange rates due to the conversion representing 19.7 million Swiss francs. A positive transactional impact on sales volume from our Swiss operations of 6.2 million Swiss francs. By business unit, compared to 2017 half-year figures, sales reached 129.3% for Schittfeld, 112.3% for Webfed, 107.2% for services. The group operating result shows a profit of 35.2 million Swiss francs compared to the profit of 39.8 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2017. For the business unit Webfed, an unfavorable product mix and more cost due to its development, higher than expected restructuring cost efforts at one of our German entities, the ramp-up of digital printing activities and IoT investments, as well as further investment to strengthen the group's presence in China and Southeast Asia for sales and for the development of our service network to support the various product launch worldwide. More than compensated the positive contribution from higher sales, leading to the reduction of the operating results for H1. Business unit Schittfeld improved its operating results due to the strong increase in sales in the first half of the year and an optimal utilization of the industrial capacities. Business unit Wattpad continues to have a very unfavorable product mix, high pressure on margin, and delay on cost optimization. The ramp-up of the new site in China and of product line structure, restructuring efforts in one of the German entities, the digital printing and IoT development had also a negative impact on the business unit profitability. Business unit services has significantly increased the number of field service technicians and technical support people across technologies according to the group strategy. The induction and training costs have a negative impact on the business unit operating results, likewise the investment in digital printing and IoT. All three business units have higher costs due to the ramp-up of the group digital printing activities, which have been part of BOP since June 1, 2017. The net result amounted to 24.9 million Swiss francs compared to 27.7 million Swiss francs in 2017. The decrease in net result is mainly due to lower operating result and lower results from associates. Net cash reduced to 31.8 million Swiss francs compared with 132.9 million Swiss francs at the end of 2017. This is mostly due to the dividends paid and temporarily higher inventories for machines to be invoiced in the second half of the year. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 35% of the total balance sheet compared to 35.6% at the end of 2017. I will now continue with the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, turnover, and operating results evolution. Business unit Sheetfed. The market situation is the following. Business activity in the first half year of 2018 was strong and followed the positive trend of 2017, with solid performance in both the corrugated board and folding carton industries. Total bookings for the first half year of 2018 were 13% better than the same period in 2017, and corrugated board showed a good performance with an increase of 17%. Mature markets continued to lead the growth in North America, showing better results than last year. China has improved bookings by more than 35% due to the new China 4.0 strategy implemented beginning of 2018, and we expect good results for the months to come. The turnover first half 2018. As we could ship machines very early in the year, H1 2018 was very strong, with an improvement in sales of 29.3% versus last year in both corrugated board and folding carton industries. Mature markets in North America are ahead by more than 50% in comparison with last year. In the emerging markets, only China is doing better than last year as a result of the Chinese strategy. Business unit Sheetfed increased its operating result by 17.1 million Swiss francs to 29.7 million Swiss francs due to the strong increase in sales in the first half year and an optimal utilization of the industrial capacities. Perspectives are promising for the full year based on the current backlog, and we are expecting a solid second half year. There will be, however, challenges in some emerging markets, particularly Middle East and Africa. The high sales level achieved in H1 will almost equal the H2 sales in 2018. The business unit Wattpad. The market situation is as follows. Business activity in flexible materials remain at a good level with regard to bookings, with an increase of 13% compared to the previous year. The market has seen no significant changes compared to 2017. Our performance in mature countries remains in line with our targets. In emerging countries, except for a slow start in Southeast Asia, Africa, and Middle East, the remaining countries are at good level of activity. The turnover for business unit Weapon for the first half year 2018 was higher by 12.2% or 14.6 million Swiss francs compared to H1 2017, but with a completely different and less favorable product mix. We expect a very busy second half leading to an even more unbalanced situation than in previous years. In May, the new China plant and competitive center in Shangzhou was inaugurated. This new infrastructure will allow business with WebFed to increase its footprint in Asia and to better serve the local market. The operating result amounts to minus 20.2 million Swiss francs. The main reasons explaining the reduction of the operating result are the unfavorable product mix, higher COGS than expected, and pressure on margin. The ramp-up of the new site in China and of the product line structure, the restructuring effort in Germany entity, the heavy digital development, the R&D cost and FX impact all had negative impact on the business unit profitability. Business unit services. Market situation is the following. The first half year sales for the business unit service was strong. The turnover is growing by 7.2% or 15.9 million Swiss francs compared to H1 2017. In the European markets, the business volume increased by 5% compared to 17. We had many more contracts business such as maintenance programs, machinery inspection and contract for remote troubleshooting and monitoring. Middle East and Africa, as well as India, recorded the highest growth rates. It reflects the successful implementation of the new organization and the standardization of business processes, which have increased customer satisfaction. North America increased only slightly in service business. Finally, in Japan and Southeast Asia, overall service business is stagnating. However, we expect to see normal business development in the second half of 2018, providing there is no major changes in the world economy. Business unit services has significantly increased the number of field service technicians and technical support people according with the group strategy. The induction and training costs, the important digital printing and IoT investments have a negative impact on the business unit operating results. For the remaining of 2018, our focus will be to hire additional field technicians and technical support to fulfill our product launch strategy, focus, hire, train and retain. Further optimize the distribution centers in Asia and North America, seek for increasing customer satisfaction. Let's have a look now on the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zone, we see that Europe has increased by 32% or 89.8 million Swiss francs versus first half 2017, and the Americas posted an increase of 28.2% or 48.8 million. Asia and Oceania decreased by 11% or 20 million, mainly in Middle East. Africa increased by 3.5%. Europe increase is mainly due to the different investment seasonality and timing in some countries. Americas is growing due to the good performance of the North American market. Asia and Oceania are decreasing as service activities are stagnating in some Asian countries. WebFed and SheetFed had a very strong H1 2017 in Middle East, which did not repeat this year, and only China is doing significantly better than last year. Now let's move into the last section, which is the outlook for the second half of 2018. The group expects to see continued good demand of its product and services, leading to a very busy second half of 2018 in nearly all plants. Based on the strong sales growth and a good overall market situation, the group has accelerated some measures to invest in quality upgrades on some new products launched in the recent years, launch a range of digital printing products, strengthen the activities of Internet of Things, increase its sales and service network and capabilities in growing markets. All these measures, combined with a quite unfavorable product mix in business unit Webfed and ongoing Webfed transformation expansion, have a significant negative impact on the group 2018 profitability. At current exchange rate and barring unforeseen circumstances, the group expects to improve its full year 2018 sales by 5%-7% compared to 2017, which is at the higher end of the guidance issued end of February 2018. The guidance for the full year operating results, which was slightly higher than previous year, has to be reduced to the aforementioned reasons. The group expects to achieve an operating result of higher than 90 million Swiss francs for the full year 2018. The mid to long-term financial targets of at least 8% operating result and a minimum 20% return on capital employed remain unchanged. We will continue to develop and adjust our product offering while the global markets remain very challenging but quite good, with tense political situation in some regions. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following. In 2018, Bosch will pursue its global strategy and investment to consolidate its technical leadership. This leadership will be strengthened through creation of competence centers, develop of our digitalization effort and printing and IoT, launching technical novelties and machine and services, increase our presence in China and Southeast Asia, continue the Bosch Business System transformation across the group. The group remains positive for the full year 2018 and the future development of our Ambition 2020. We do continue our transformation journey with dedication to success, with the objective to create value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your attention. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as the time permits. Okay, we've just had a question come through. The first question comes from the line of Armin Rechberger calling from Zurich. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. Well, three questions. Sales only up 5%-7%. That means in the second half, you see, even though at 7%, you see a weaker second half than the second half 2017. You mentioned that all plants are very busy. You will see a very busy second half year. How does that fit? Investments in quality upgrade. What is behind this expression? Can you elaborate a little bit on that? The situation in Bielefeld. Again, some restructuring costs, how much, and what's going on there?
Thank you, Armin, for your questions. From a sales perspective, H2 2018, H2 2017, we will have a lower, we should propose and suggest to have a lower H2 sales 2018 compared to the H2 sales 2017, only due to the fact that H1 2018 was much higher than last year, as we have seen, and we have a more, I would say, favorable workload throughout the group. What we anticipate and forecast today is to have a lower H2 2018 compared to H2 2017. On On the quality level and the recall campaign, as you know, we have launched a number of products the last years, and we had to recognize that some of those products had some weaknesses and design issues, and we have to make some recall campaign. We decided very late June and making these forecast 2 and H1 results, the decision to make a provision and decide then for the full year to have this special effort. Why that? When you launch so many products, this is always risky. And for 2 product lines, we have to make these recall campaigns on the market, which will touch a number of equipments. And we want to do that as soon as we have the resources, of course, and the technology available, the solution available to fix that. This is our commitment of quality and to our customers. For Bielefeld, it's ongoing. It's no more restructuring costs on that sense, but the journey is long. It will take time, and we are coming with a new product strategy, and making this new product strategy creates, as you know, some efforts in R&D, in service, in technical support. So the plan we had anticipated 10 months ago has changed now, and we go further for a deeper transformation, but to come with a new strategy of products over the next 2 years. Did I answer your question?
Well, yes, but in Bielefeld, I mean, as I heard, the management, some management left the company a while ago and built up some facilities to build a similar machine, but a better machine. And I wonder, how was that possible? I mean, how healthy are they on the financial side? I mean, they, from here saying their machines are very cheap. As a newcomer, as new in this field with no name, how could that happen? I mean, and what's the situation now? Are they still a very fierce competitor, or will they disappear? Or and are there no possibilities to fight them on with lawsuits or something, because they took away some property, intellectual property, I mean, in some cases maybe?
So on Bielefeld, yes, the company was created now almost 4 years ago. The name is Alstein, as you know, and we are not afraid. It's not a question of Alstein. Our challenge is to, and nothing to do with the cost of competitors. Our challenge and the modifications we have made after the restructuration end of last year we announced is to strengthen and review the product portfolio. You have seen that made on all other technologies, but yes, unfortunately, the product mix. As you know, sometimes we can sell machine at 1 million, sometimes at 12 million, and I said the very unfavorable product mix has caused a lot of problems, pressure on the EBIT level for this site. So we continue strategy. We are not happy with this situation, of course, but we are very confident, and we will bring this product range within the next 18 months on the product with the right cost level.
Okay, thank you.
On the patent side, you know, fighting, you can always try. A business will not be a win business if you fight on the legal side. So, of course, we do everything we have to do on that side, but I'm not counting on winning the war with the legal matters.
Armin, this is Attilio speaking. Maybe 2 comments.
Hi, Attilio.
Hi, Armin. The fact that these people were former Fischer & Kreke people give them credibility towards the customers, so our existing customers know them from before. This is one point. And the other point, which creates pressure on the margin, it's not that they are cheaper than we are, but the customers have all of a sudden an alternative. And so they play on that and push the prices down. This is the main reason why margins have eroded for both players. And we don't have insights in their profitability, neither in who stands behind and who has financed that company.
Thank you. Yeah, makes it clearer, yeah.
Okay. So this is at the high end, and maybe just to complete, and then we have other companies like W&H, Uteco, Comexi, or Soma, who are very aggressive on the lower end of the product range.
So far, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, so the next question comes from the line of Remo Rosner, calling from Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yes, morning. We hear a lot about the unfavorable product mix. Could you just explain a bit which machines exactly are you selling more and which machines are you selling less? Because the product mix is a separate issue, I guess. Compared to the margin pressure. I mean, there is margin pressure from a competitor in WebFab, but there is also a product mix issue, which are two different, areas. So just talking about the product mix, what is the unfavorable product mix exactly?
Yeah, Mr. Rosenau, thank you for the question. You're absolutely right, and we have two impacts I just mentioned in my small speech earlier for WebFed. Product mix, COGS, with the COGS today, and the price pressure. So if I start from the price pressure, it's ongoing, but as we just explained on some technologies, yesterday we had much less competitors, and today some are coming. So of course, even if they don't have the quality and the experience and so on, but you do have an alternative, and on these technologies as well, you have digital printing, and that creates an unfavorable environment for us to keep up the volume and to defend our technology. Second, the COGS. We do have, as we launch a new product, with a ramp-up of attaining and reaching the COGS target. And unfortunately, on WebFed, as we have launched quite a number of gravure, coating, laminating lines, and flexo lines, the COGS are not on target yet. So this is a second important impact. It will come, but it takes more time. As we alluded as well, we are moving to a new greenfield in Shanghai, and all these moves, implementation and transfer of knowledge, the COGS are not there. And product mix is, you can sell, as you know, the same car in Europe for 20% more expensive than the same car in the U.S., and we have also in some products the same strategy. And unfortunately, the volume we made to WebFed, which is quite good because we increased nicely the turnover of WebFed year over year, but we see that the product mix is unfavorable and therefore the margin is less. So those three main factors makes business with WebFed going in a difficult transition.
Okay. The second question from my side. You talked about this issue with apparently a machine, a recall campaign, so to speak. I mean, as I understand, this is not a new machine. It's a machine which is already in the market for quite a while. I mean, how old is this machine, and what is the issue exactly, and how many machines are out there, and I guess that will cause a provision charge in H2. So how large will this charge be just for that issue?
So, yes, the machine is on the field for about 3 years. And it's not a question, like in the car industry, it's not a question of wrong design. It's a question of today a weakness we see working with one of our suppliers. And again, it's never, black and white. And we discovered this, technical weakness. And we need to find a solution, and that impacts all the machine we sold the last years. So the cost, that's why we said that the group profitability will be higher than 90 million, because that includes our efforts for this recall campaign. recall campaign, which will last, I guess, I don't know the exact time, but hopefully less than 10 months. That's the situation today. And it's unfortunate, but that's reality, and we will do what it takes to win the quality on the market.
Okay, I got that. But, I mean, do we talk about 10 machines or 300 machines?
I will not give you the numbers. You have an evaluation of finance. I will not give you more technical information or number of machines touched.
Okay. But the restructuring charge, the provision you will take is potentially double-digit millions.
It's a low double-digit.
Okay. So the whole process will probably take 10 months or 12 months, but the charge will be taken in H2 of this year.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Now, looking at the other issues with the pricing pressure and the product mix and so on, that, of course, will not just be an issue for H2 18, but also for 2019. So, what would you guesstimate is then the potential of WebFed in 19?
So I'm sorry to not giving you a clear answer on that today, but what we can say clearly is our ambition of higher than 8% EBIT is still our ambition, and we are targeting and going towards these targets over the next 2 or 3 years. And voila, and this is for us a clear objective, and we are confident we can turn that around like we always turn around other challenges over the past. So
okay.
I cannot give you a profitability per business unit today, but I will say don't worry, and we always did what we say, and we say what we say, what we do, and voila, that's right.
Okay. Then on the service business, you mentioned that you intend to hire 250 to 300 new people. You mentioned that already earlier.
Yes.
As it seems, you got ahead a bit faster than expected with hiring people. And now we see also that the margin in services has been coming down due to that fact mainly, I suppose. How much of this margin reduction is due to this personnel effect, and let's say how much faster did you get along? Because you had that in your business plan already that you will increase people, but apparently it went on a bit let's say better than expected.
So on service, you have exactly a faster increase, again, which is according to our plan, but we are advanced, which is good news because it's very difficult to find the right skills, train them, and get them to the level we want. Secondly, don't forget that service has digital printing chargers, which in the past years they didn't. A little bit in 17, of course. We started June 1st, but in 16 or before, not at all. Then we have the IoT journey, which we started, and we have some extra costs in there. We have our China 4.0 strategy, which is clearly to increase our market share and have a good service level, but therefore efforts there as an investment. So all in all, that represents our extra charges for service. And with the results you see today, we are very satisfied due to the high level of transformation the group is going to. Never forget, and I explained that when we last met, the group is going for the Ambition 2020 into an investment mode to get ready for the digitalization with a full-fledged of workflow and machines and digitalizations and transformation of the business process and the IT platform. Those are major investments, and we are happy to deliver those results today. So it's according to plan, and yes, beside this recall campaign and these less favorable results for WebFed, we are very happy and confident on how we manage the group.
Okay, thank you so far. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay, so the next question comes from the line of Thomas Fuhrmann, calling from Wild Peak, Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. I would also come to the, you know, to this, not this extraordinary, well, this negative impact on the results. When you look at your assessment back in February and look at your assessment today, obviously the gap is, let's say, a maximum of 30 million on the EBIT line. Now, you said that a low double-digit number, let's call it, I don't know, for simplification, half of it, 15 million, comes from this recall campaign. Then for the remaining 15 or whatever the number is, you don't have to mention numbers, but just to get a sense, where did the other, let's say, negative surprises or differences come? To which lines are those attributable?
Thank you, Thomas, for your questions. So this is mainly in the area of investment in China and the move in China with the greenfield. This is the unfavorable product mix on Webfed, which I said that has unfortunately the volume is there, so we gain market share, but as we are investing a lot and developing a lot, the business unit structure to reach a much higher level of turnover for our ambition 2020, those I would say extra costs has a negative impact. So you can, and lately or last, it's as expected, not more than expected, but as expected, our BBS program, which will have a higher cost for the next 2 years to come. But these delta are mainly for those two first reasons I gave.
Okay, so that means if we wanted to, we could consider the restructuring costs in Bielefeld and the higher investments in China, and certainly the recall we could consider as one-offs with a relatively short-term impact. So let's say on an underlying perspective, the business is running actually excellently. Would that be a fair statement?
I tend to agree with your statement. That's why we said we are quite happy and satisfied. We never like unforeseen situations. And we asked the question for digital. Digital as well is moving well. I thought that in 18 it's a technical stabilization phase. So we are late than expected, a little bit later, but we still have today 5 machines on the field. We currently ship a couple of machines now per month for label as the beta machines, and then we ramp up. So of course for Webfed as well, but for the group these costs are more cost than expected because less turnover first half of this year, but we hope to not catch up, but we hope to stabilize this technology and have a successful launch, and that we will see until the end of this year how successful we'll be for the movement technology.
Then again, on this mix effect in Webfed, I suppose this negative mix effect will not go away in H2, given the backlog that you have for H2. That will stay with us probably for a little bit longer, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's from my side.
You're welcome.
Once again, please press star or asterisk key, followed by the number 1 if you have a question. Okay, so the next question comes from the line of Armin Rechaba, calling from ZKB Zurich. Please go ahead.
Yes, again, digital printing. Can you shed a little bit more light on your movements there? What's going on right now? And you said less turnover in H1. What's your expectation for H2 regarding turnover in digital printing? Is it right if I assume it's below 2-digit numbers in million Swiss francs, I mean.
Yeah, thank you, Armin, for your question. maybe just I have to clarify maybe better what I tried to explain is, as you know, we are starting with the textile machines. So the textile machine now, the scanning machines, has stabilized, and we are currently shipping those machines as we speak per month. We have four machines now at customer sites for quite some months. And we can, we say, finally ramp up that. We ramp up anyway carefully because it's a completely new technology, as well as for us from a service technician perspective, and we want to guarantee the quality on the field because we have to gain our credibility on this market as it's completely new. So the speed of the ramp up will be our ability to have the right field technicians, process specialists, and print workflow on the field to secure the quality. So on the textile arena, we are quite positive for the future to come. For label, it's the second technology. We just installed now the two beta machines. Yes, later than expected, a couple of months later, a quarter later than expected. After 3 months of testing, then we will know exactly, or 2 or 3 months, we will know how fast we can ramp up, and then ramp up the UV-based machine. We do the same with the water-based machine in October. Beta machine will be installed in October, then 3 months later we can decide exactly the ramp-up speed. So for these two technologies, we are quite confident, but it's longer than expected, and your assumption from a top-line perspective is correct. And for the corrugated business, we will come next year with our beta machine. It's well underway, and we cannot say today if this technology will really succeed for corrugated. As you know, the substrate is very different. The behavior of the substrate as well. But we do all everything possible to succeed and come rapidly with the solution.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There appears to be no further questions, so I'd like to hand back the meeting to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for your questions and interest for our group. Within a volatile and unpredictable business environment and technology-wise, Bob's Group is pursuing its strategy to deliver the expected sustainable profitability. More information will be given to you during our next meeting for our traditional update on the full year activity, which will take place November 8th in Zurich. Thank you very much. Have a nice vacation time, and best regards from the Lake of Geneva.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobs Group, thank you for your participation.